welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're continuing on in a message I began this week on dealing with negative attitudes, avoiding them, and replacing them with the fruit of the Spirit. And today, I'm sure I won't be able to cover everything, so we'll have to go into next week, but a very sensitive area that has caused so much heartache and pain in the body of Christ, and that is our attitude, and I'm speaking now as the church body, of gossiping and strife and division. This negative attitude of unloving, spreading of gossip, speaking negatively against our brothers and sisters or leadership or the pastor, is one that destroys the body of Christ like nothing else the devil could do from the outside of the church. I know so many people that have been so hurt in church that they're not attending church. And the reason, well, I was just hurt, you know, there was some really negative thing that went on. And I'm not saying that it wasn't genuine hurt, but the fact of the matter is how this must grieve the heart of God. And I think we've all been guilty of gossiping and contributing to strife for division in one way or another, at one time or another. But God wants us to repent of that. And I'm going to share some scriptures to see how the Lord looks at it and what scripture has to say. Let's look as a first reference, Romans, the 16th chapter, verse 17. This was written by Paul. Now I beseech you, brethren, and this is strong, mark them. And he's speaking to leadership here. He says, mark them which cause divisions and offenses. Two things there, divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, which is, of course, the gospel of everything that Paul preached in all of his epistles and the others, John and Peter. And he goes on to say, mark them who cause divisions, offenses, and avoid them. That's pretty strong. Sometimes by avoiding people, they will repent of their sin. Remember that happened in the Corinthian church. There was a blatant sin, and they were to remove that brother, and there was repentance and restoration. And then it was a time of receiving him back. So that's what Paul has to say. And then if we go over to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 10, he says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing. In other words, he's talking about doctrine and the truths of the Word of God, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. He's pleading for unity, and that was one of Jesus' high priestly prayers, that they would be one, Father, even as we are. And I've said so frequently, I'm kind of simple-minded, but if we all had the mind of Christ, I don't think there'd be a lot of divisions. Because the mind of Christ is, he's not double-minded, he's not schizophrenic, he is, it's a perfect, loving, wise mind of the very Lamb of God. And so, we are to be of the same mind and in the same judgment. Does that mean we're not discerning? Of course not. We had better be discerning. Example that Romans, the scripture I shared, mark those and avoid them. So, we are to be discerning, but we are to be loving, we're to be forgiving, but we should not allow discord to happen in the body of Christ. And let me go over to, while I'm in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 3, and he goes on to say, "For ye are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying and strife," another place it says, "in every evil work," when you've got jealousy and envy, "and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? For while one saith," this is just an example in his day, "I am of Paul," and another, "I am of Apollos," are ye not carnal? We're one in Christ. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I'll read verse 7. "But so neither is he that planteth anything," we have no reason to boast, "neither he that watereth, but God who gives the increase." Now listen to this, I have to keep going. "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." Verse 9, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." That's about as plain as it could be, that the scripture is enjoining us to be sensitive to the Lord and to be very conscious of our brothers and sisters, and not to be guilty of things that would offend or tear the body of Christ apart. Now, I want to read another, I'm going to turn, I didn't have it marked, but Proverbs, and this will just totally nail it, the 6th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 19, but it starts in verse 16. "These 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue," he lists them. But listen to this. The last one is, "A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." God hates that. Those are very strong words. And so that's Proverbs 6:19. In fact, those few verses starting at verse 16 all the way down to 19. And so God expressed very strongly how he feels about someone that would sow discord. And let us now also go back to, well, I shouldn't have done that. Let's go back to Proverbs again. And there's many, many scriptures in Proverbs that tell us how we are to treat one another. And I want to go to Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to read verse 13. These are references like to talebearers. They're passing gossip, basically. Even if it's true, we should not do that. I mean, if there's a situation leadership needs to know about, that's one thing. But I don't think I have to explain to all of us what the scripture is talking about. Anyway, verse 13, chapter 11, "A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." So what's the opposite of a talebearer? A faithful spirit, a faithful, love covers a multitude of sins. And then let's go to Proverbs, the 18th chapter. And we're going to look at I better get the right chapter. Okay. "The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." In other words, what is that saying? That means it deeply affects the spirit man, the soul of man. Words that are, they're as wounds. That's a very, very descriptive. And I'm sure we all have experienced that in the course of our Christian life. And then chapter 20, verse 19, "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." All right, and then over to 26. I think this will be the last scripture. Verses 26. Oh, okay. "Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer, again repeating this concept, are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Praise God. So, beloved, I've shared what the Word has to say, Old Testament, New Testament, about the sin of strife and division, jealousy, envy, gossiping, talebearing. And I think I just want to share this so you can pray. Well, that sometimes we gloss it over like that. And there may be opportunities, times we should do that. God knows, but I think the Holy Spirit's very capable of letting us know. So let's pray. Father, we come to you, and Father, we have all been guilty of this. James said the hardest thing to tame, no man can tame it, is the tongue. It can bring forth a world of iniquity, Father. And so, Father, we repent of the times, and some may be even be involved right now in it. Father, we turn away from that. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, and we understand the error and the how it grieves your heart, and that you hate someone that sows discord in the brethren. And so, Father, we thank you that you will cleanse us from these sins of offense and speaking evil of others. And Father, we pray instead you will give us the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering and patience. Lord, that we'd also have discernment and be able to pray for others. And if there's a situation where we need to speak to the pastor or leadership, that's one thing. But Lord, we've all been guilty about talking about others. So forgive us, Lord, and we thank you that we, you know, love covers a multitude of sins. So we claim that now in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, beloved, there's yet a couple more attitudes we'll look at next week. I thank you for joining me. And if you need prayer in this or any other area, any specific need, it could be financial, physical, I invite you to write and share those needs, and I will personally receive your letter. No one else answers the mail but myself, and we will see what God will do together. It's wonderful, the testimonies that are coming in. So I invite you to write. I do thank you so much for your prayers, and I want you to know I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. I love you with the love of the Lord. I thank you for joining me, and until next week, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.